Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
Why is it that so many of these passages seem to be misinterpreted right close to one another? Because here's another one in the same passage we looked at yesterday, Revelation 3, and this one is verse 15, where it says, I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot. Would that you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. And so many people take this and they talk about being on fire for God, and that's the hot, or being completely dead to God, having nothing that you do. God wants one of those two, but being indifferent, he doesn't want. Well, God doesn't want indifference, but is that what this passage really is saying? Think about this for just a moment. Does God want people that claim to be Christians that have a dead faith that aren't doing anything? Of course not. Just because the word hot and fire means is hot doesn't mean that's what this is talking about. This isn't talking about that. There were hot springs that were in the land of Laodicea, and there was also these cold, refreshing streams. And where the two of them met, it was lukewarm. The hot springs were good for healing, and the cold was refreshing for drinking. But where those two streams met in Laodicea, they were useless. This is not talking about being on fire for God or being dead for God. No, this is referring to being useful for God. And that's what God wants you to be.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.